Pete Sensely must be exposed entirely, completely. I believe he is a criminal and should be jailed after a very fair trial by a jury of his peers. I believe his rights should be respected and will give him precisely the opposite of what he's given everybody else. Justice.
Now, I found Stu Webb's article, which Gordon had removed, according to Stu, from Veterans Today, possibly because of...
There's a reason for that. The reason why it was removed is because Gordon feels, and he said this to me before, and I happen to agree with the mentality to an extent, that the best approach is to just say nothing. To go like, what, Pete who? I disagree on that for this particular reason. He's growing in fame and popularity by the day, right? He's hurting and destroying more lives by the day. And you imagine all the time wasted by people listening to his broadcast who are being fed nothing but lies, when there are many, many great radio shows and credible journalists out there that actually deserve their ears more, I believe, because they're not trying to threaten or intimidate you. And that's why I believe there has to be a movement of good, honourable, decent people who are willing to stand up for what is right and bring Pete Santilli to justice, because you can't do this on your own, okay? Suzanne Posel and I tried to do it by ourselves. Suzanne's website got hacked. It was down for like, what, nearly a month, Suzanne?
Absolutely corrupted and destroyed.
Yeah, they had to start from scratch. Unbelievable. She had a website that was like among the top 10,000 websites in the world, and it got taken down and had to start from scratch.
Really?
Yes.